Now, we know this can be a stressful time of year regardless of what's going on in the news, but after Friday's elementary school attack, you may be adding sadness, even depression, to your emotions as you grieve with the families who lost their little ones.
Let's bring into the Glass and Closed Nerve Center personal trainer Fairfax Hackley. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for coming.
Yasu, Dimitri.
Throwing in a little Greek. I knew you wanted to do that. Seriously, though, there are quick ways to remove that dark cloud that may be hanging over you. Your first suggestion is get outside.
That is correct. You know, if you want to really, I like to use the metaphor to get it out, get outside. You know, we can't internalize and, you know, what happened last week. I mean, it was just devastating. But one of the best things we can do is have some sort of outlet. And physical exercise, believe it or not, is one of the best ways to relieve stress and also help us deal with things like this that are very, very emotional.
And not necessarily just going for a run, but you're also talking about doing things that we would consider fun physically.
Yes. You know, if you go outside, a 10-minute walk can be just as effective as a 45-minute workout for reducing stress and also eliminating some of the, you know, some of the pent-up emotions that we're feeling. But we tend to think about other things like just going out and catching a baseball, throwing a football, hitting a soccer ball, for instance, kicking it. Even something with our kids like blowing bubbles or blowing up balloons that really test our air capacity. You know, kids really love that sound that balloons make when you let the air out. And, you know, when we think about those things, we think about things that are really fun. And we should go out and do as many things as we can and socialize and talk while we're doing it.
It's fall, almost wintertime, but tennis ball, another good idea, little tennis.
Jump rope, bowling. You know, even though it's an indoor activity, I used to go outside and roll over bottles of soda outside and became a great bowler that way, a championship bowler. Also, you know, set up an obstacle course. Go out to an outdoor skating rink. You know, there's nothing like slipping and sliding and having a bunch of fun and getting all cold and wet from being on an ice rink. And, you know, since there's no hockey, it's a great way to do that.
You know, many of us might just work out once a day. Is there any harm during this particular time in ramping it up to twice a day?
Well, you know, the more intense the exercise, the bigger the release. So one of the things that I've done is I actually went out this weekend and rented two sumo suits. And I got my best buddy, and he and I are going to battle it out in these super sumo suits and, you know, try to wrestle each other to the ground. If you've ever done that, it's so much fun. And I'm just going to have a bunch of people just watch us try to do this. I do not speak Japanese, guy. I'm just limited in my Greek, Dimitri, but, you know, it's a great, great outlet.
Anytime we can get a little Greek on WTOP, I'm all for it. That is personal trainer Fairfax Hackley. Do you have questions about fitness and wellness? Fairfax is answering your questions for an hour this afternoon, starting at 3 on WTOP.com. So get online and find out more about getting and staying fit.